The next poem is a poem I wrote for my grandmother, and I know there are a lot of writers in here, and we're always told different things about how to, and I was a student too, and I am still, essentially, we all are, but we're told things in classrooms, and almost all of them are important and helpful, as long as you argue with them, I think. This poem is called This Page. If I only wrote about what I knew, as once I was told to, this blank page would stand forever as an example of honesty and candor, a masterpiece of my reserve and silence. Well, the conditional belongs to the dead. My grandmother often said a tree grows quietly in a meadow in the old country in my head. My grandmother is sitting with a book propped on her knees below a sycamore tree in a field of harvested soybean, and the blackbirds fluttering outside my window peck at the ground. If only I weren't going to run outside stomping my feet to chase them back into the trees. If only they would turn suddenly and fly toward me, wildly different with knowing that the fiction we share, this mountain air, this life we cling to, is only real in the sense it is ours now, but no more beloved than the other, where my grandmother lies on the ground, looking at the sun through the trellis of sycamore leaves coming in this spring, like dreams, little sloops on the bay of that place the dead go when they come away from here, tired, restless, with a bag of oranges, a book, a change of clothes. If only she would turn to the page where I am writing this. It's all I know. Hello there. How to do. Lonesome, lonesome. And how are you?